You're listening to The Training Dummies. With Rob.
Is it hot in here? You know what? It's probably me.
And Daryl.
Is anyone else hungry? Like a wolf? No? Well, what about Greymane? He has to be.
Good evening and welcome to Ninja Episode 152 of The Training Dummies, recorded for you on January 14th, 2017. My name is Rob, and sometimes something so amazing happens that you just have to record another episode with the same guest that you just had because, well, because it's awesome and because DJ Riff is awesome. So we've decided to have him back. Actually, he reached out to us and said, you know what, there's been a ton of stuff with Shadow Priest and a lot of changes since we just talked. Do you want to talk again? And we said, yes. Yes, we do. And tonight, as always, Daryl, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. Now that I'm back home, we're getting the house back together now after Christmas. We just kind of left everything when we went on vacation. So the house is getting back to normal. Things are good. The weather wasn't minus 50 today. It was awesome. All good.
Good Lord, man. Yeah.
California felt great.
I'm jealous, man. Seriously. I grew up in Southern California, and I'm not there now. But
oh, if it's like that tomorrow, I'm going to go ride the bike, that's for sure.
DJ Riff, how you doing, man? Good to have you back.
I'm doing great. I'm actually really liking all these changes that they did to Shadow, and I'm excited to talk about it, for sure. We got the entire Shadow Pedapriest community tuning into this as well, I'm sure.
That's amazing. I'm really happy. After we talked the last time, I leveled my priest as Shadow. And I'm not going to lie, leveling was a little rough. It was a little rough around the edges. I had to do the buddy system with the leveling. And it didn't feel extremely powerful. And I guess I didn't really expect it to during the leveling process. But I'm thinking maybe with the changes and what's going on and everything, maybe I'm going to have to take the gearing process a little more seriously.
Well, did you take the talents that I told you to take while you were leveling?
Probably. Yes. Yes, that's right. So.
Of course. Well, let's just get right into it then. So what All has right. changed?
So, God. So with the new patch of 7.1.5, Mind Steer was taken out of the game and then baked into Mind Flay. So whenever you have a Shadow Word Pain on target, it'll just do AoE damage, which is based on a coefficient of Mind Flay itself. And then they changed a bunch of talents around. I'll get to that. They changed some of the legendaries, mainly the shoulders. They removed the charge off of the legendary belt. They buffed the bracers. They added a trinket, and they did this thing with the cloak, and it's still garbage. But and then the biggest thing is they got rid of Lingering Insanity as a passive and then put it on the talent tree and replaced Void Lord with it. And the new incarnation of it is actually really cool. It definitely feels smooth when you play with it as opposed to when you don't. So as for talents, Surrender to Madness did get nerfed on the Insanity generation down from what was originally 200% to 150%, now finally at 100%. Increased insanity wow. generation, but to compensate that across the board, insanity generation was increased. So it's while it made surrender, high stacks and three void torrent surrenders, not really achievable on single target anymore. It still, it buffed the rest of the spec where it did need it. So it was a good change.
Would you say there's a little more flexibility in the talents now? I know that's what they were going for a lot.
Definitely.
Was that there was not necessarily a right answer or a stabbed answer.
Definitely. The biggest change that, just looking at logs over this week, I know the changes just came out, but I mean, plenty of people have been testing on the PTR and, spitballing things using Mapkin Math. And just looking at the top 100 parses, there's a huge variety of talents that are making up there, which is fantastic for a class. I don't know any other class that does that. Pretty much everything is cookie cutter. You're just going to take these talents for this fight. And that's it. But with Shadow now, you can actually choose, we'll get into the specifics later, but you can choose to do more AoE stuff. You can put up your dots faster, or you can, you know, you could still run to Surrender to Madness if you really wanted to, but yeah.
Surrender to Madness was the whole thing that got Daryl's attention, that he was gonna go kill himself.
I haven't yet.
You were so excited about it too. You're like, man, Shadow sounds really fun. I really want to try to Surrender to Madness. And I told you, get on it before it gets nerfed, bro.
The problem is I'd have to start from level one, and that just doesn't sound appealing right now.
Oh, like, you have 100
character boost. Come on, man.
You've got a priest anyways, at least 100, right?
No, 92 maybe, but they're on a different server, and I have no intention of playing on a PvP server anymore. So, yeah, I'm probably done with that priest.
What happened with your warlord's, or your legion boost?
I have a death knight that is level 101 now.
Why would you waste it on a death knight? Like, they start halfway through.
Which means I only needed
halfway point.
I only needed 5 levels to get full professions.
But professions don't mean anything.
It doesn't matter. I only needed 5 levels.
Talking to somebody who likes professions, who likes fishing.
Yeah. I almost got level 24 on the fishing artifact.
I'm sorry.
You know,
Yeah, we're getting off track.
I got a Brawler's Pass today out of a Mythic Plus carry, so that was cool.
I got one when my mage dinged 110, and I did an emissary, and I got a Brawler's Pass out of there. So I'll have to check that out. It looks really good. I think one of the guildies got like an 875 ring out of doing a couple matches in there.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Nice.
I'm gonna check that out.
All right, Shadow Priest. I am completely peaked right now because you said Mind Spike is gone. Mind Seer is baked into Mind Flay as long as there's pain on the target now. Is that how you put that? I guess just start at the top and work your way through. Sounds like this is probably the most drastic rework that a class has probably gotten this patch, would you say?
Yeah, and that's why I wanted to do another episode. Like, I wasn't joking. They changed pretty much everything about the class overall. So one of the changes that I didn't get to mention, because it somehow got moved to the second page in the notes here, Void Bolt was changed. And before, whenever you used Void Bolt, it would just refresh your dot to, you know, the base actual duration on it.
Mm-hmm.
So what they did instead is they just made it add 3 seconds in an AoE. So within, like, I think it's 8 yards of your target, all the dots in 8 yards get refreshed. Which is really nice for stacked AoE, cleave, you know, mythic dungeons. It's fantastic.
Do you still have to put the dots up manually, though?
Yeah, you do. But, I mean, with misery, which we'll get to that, it's not a hassle.
Plus, if you have a legendary ring, it's not a hassle. I don't know. I was talking to somebody the other day, and I was like, man, I wish there was some way to do the warlocky kind of thing and get your dots put up. Like in an AoE fashion instead of having to do them each one. But, well, it sounds like there's a alternative to that, right?
Yeah.
All right. So, Surrender to Madness is not necessarily the go to anymore. Is it still viable?
Yes. Yeah, so, all the level 100 talents are viable, and there's a different build for, you know, each of those. But for Surrender to Madness, you ideally want to use this on fights that are 4 minutes or less. In length, so like, you know, deep farm or like a Gwarm progression, which is naturally a short fight, or like Ursoc, which is naturally a short fight.
Mm-hmm.
And then like with Legacy of the Void, pretty much you do it on fights that are longer than 4 minutes that don't have frequently stacked adds or bosses. And then when that is the case, you just use Shadow Crash instead. And Shadow Crash got buffed by like 200%. It hits like a truck.
I like it.
Nice.
Oh, it's nice. Like on some dungeon trash, I'm peaking at like 2 million burst.
Good God. I need to get you in on some of these Mythic Plus runs.
Okay, I'm good with that. I did some with some viewers earlier today, so that was fun.
All right, so the stats. How are the stats different now, or are they close to the same, or are they...
So, with the new patch, they changed the way secondary stats scale, which I'm sure you guys are aware of. Mm-hmm. So now you require more points to get a certain percent. So that did adjust our plateaus, our breakpoints a little bit. So now we're telling people to get up to 12k haste, and then stack mastery. And the reason that we want to stack mastery is because Auspicious Spirits got nerfed on the insanity generation in the new patch, and because our dot damage got buffed, mastery moved ahead, especially, you know, with us getting into void form really, really fast with Legacy of the Void. Like, I'm out of it for like 3 seconds max every time. It's insane. But I mean, after that, like, Int is still pretty much bottom of the barrel, and they just they pushed out some hotfix notes yesterday, and we're still looking at all that, but the hotfix notes really only going to affect Int in value, just because they nerfed the coefficients of all of our spells rather than the effects of our stats on it. So,
oh, okay,
gotcha. Yeah, we started running Sims on it all again last night after running it for 9 days, and yeah, so sucks we have to redo it all so soon, but it is what it is.
So with the Nighthold in mind, because that's basically this week or in a couple days, are the stat priorities going to change at all with the tier bonuses?
Not really. Mastery is definitely going to come more valuable just because of our four piece with Void Bolts, since that's part of our mastery damage. So, I mean, it's already pretty much king of the stats. The hotfix moved it down a couple pegs, but the four piece is going to put it right back up top. So, and that's pretty much how we're advising people over at How to Priest, is to gear like you have the four set. Because mm-hmm. everybody's going to get the four set within the month.
Well, you can get it out of LFR now, right?
Yeah.
Like, not the ghetto tier, but the, like, mm-hmm. the actual, just a
actual lower, tier.
Yeah, yeah, like a lower item level of yeah. the same. Yeah, same nice. Bonuses, so, yeah.
Which is definitely worth doing. Like, it is a lot of value right there.
Well, I haven't set foot in LFR hardly at all since they took tier out of there. There's no reason to. So now, like, I'm sure I'll be back in there again. It just makes sense.
I did it for Valor. Back in like HFC, and that was about yeah. it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and farming, if you were farming pieces for the legendary, you had to get whatever.
I did that on my alts, yeah. Because trying to find like a normal group for high mall was not worth the time.
Now, you mentioned some of the legendary changes. Did you want to, did you need to go over any more of those, or are those still kind of.
No, I think I covered those pretty much in the beginning. Like, there, WoWhead put together a nice little, like, legendary change, what it was, what it is now kind of deal. And it's also in my WoWhead guide. So that's a nice thing that you can always look at as well for comparisons. We did a legendary comparison over at How to Priest, and they're all pretty close to each other. And with this most recent hotfix, we'll definitely be seeing Shoulders come down from being the best by far to being in line with everything else, which it needed the nerf. God.
That's good, because it feels bad, you know, when you get a legendary that feels bad. And that's I don't think that's the point of legendary gear, is to get something yeah. and to be disappointed in it.
Thankfully, I mean, other than the utility ones, like the neck, which actually has decent stats, so it's not terrible. And then the trinket is okay. I mean, it's better than nothing, but at the same time, it's like, that's still a legendary spot. We don't really have any bad legendaries. So we're pretty fortunate. Like, the helm is like the helm is a non-DPS one, but it does like a nice little raid buff. So,
Did you want to go over any of the other talent tiers? Are there any, like I know you mentioned it depends on which 100 talent you take, on what some of the other talents you want to take? So do you want to highlight some of those?
Yeah, sure. So, I mean, coming from the previous patch and the last show that we had, so Twist of Fate, still king. Fortress of the Mind is a little closer on single target fights now, but Twist of Fate usually still wins. Whenever you're not running Surrender to Madness for our level 60 bro, you're going to be using Lingering Insanity. Void Ray is poop. It sucks, unfortunately. And you'd still be taking Reaper of Souls with Surrender to Madness. For tier 75, because of the nerf to Auspicious Spirits, we're going to take Sane Lane for pretty much everything, including Surrender to Madness. While Auspicious Spirits does increase, like, you know, the duration of that void form with Surrender, it doesn't do more damage than taking Sane Lane. Just it hits like a truck. Power Infusion is a solid choice, even in dungeons. Sometimes if you're running like lower stuff, it's good for like single target. And then, you know, if you get lots of dots up on mobs that have lived a while, Misery is the new talent that they put in. So pretty much when you're talented with this, anytime you cast Vampiric Touch, it also applies Shadow Word Pain to your target. So earlier when I said,
that's amazing.
Faster. Yeah. So like I'll run it in Mythic Plus all the time. And like I did a Maw and earlier, I think it was like a Maw 9, and I was getting 1.2 million on the trash packs as we're just like rolling through them like nothing. And then Mindbender still sucks. I mean, it's okay for leveling, so you could take that and just fade and have your pet tank. But for the level 100 talents, I talked about that earlier. But pretty much everything else stays the same. While we don't really have as much choice as, you know, some other specs do in regards to, like, you know, single target AoE, that kind of thing, we're a lot more versatile. Shadow is a very versatile class or spec for having, you know, only having one DPS spec for the entire class.
Right.
Dude, I'm so hyped about Misery. Like, I can't wait to try this now.
Yeah, you have a few talents to change there, Rob.
I'm sure.
Like, five, maybe?
Hey, I hit 110. God.
What'd you take this time?
I hit 110. I finished the class campaign, and I haven't really gone back.
Yeah.
Because my goal has been to level all the classes and do all the class campaigns, and then I'll go back. But now I think Priest is kind of it's rising to the top of my I need to do this list. You may have to find a new tank. So.
Well, I can't tank on a Priest, but I may know a guy.
Well, I'm one of the guild tanks, so we may be looking for another one if this is as good as I think it is.
At my old guild, we went through three tanks before we found our tank team that actually worked. So that's good. We had one tank last like an hour, and then he got
yikes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, we're not that highbrow. We just
he didn't know how to taunt or suck. So yeah.
Yeah, that'll do it.
But so for resource management, right?
Yep.
So Insanity Drain changed again, which I talked about last time I was on the show. And now the Insanity Drain gets faster and faster and faster the higher you go up. So it starts at 6, and then it adds 2/3 of a drain stack. So for every stack of drain, which is pretty much your void form stack subtracted by, you know, the number of void torrents that you've had, which is 4 stacks, then subtracted by the shoulders bonus if you have that. Pretty much, so at, say, 70 stacks, you know, 70 times 2 over 3, and then add 6 to that, that's going to be the amount of insanity that you're losing per second, which is much faster than it used to be. And another reason why Surrendered Madness got nerfed.
Okay.
We can hit up some of these questions that are coming into your chat room too, because I think maybe some of them look like they're pretty relevant. Somebody asked if the upcoming nerfs will mastery be devalued, but I think what you said was with the 4-piece bonus from Nighthold that it'll actually boost mastery again, right?
No, and that's correct. And wow, we are at 108 viewers. That is insane. Okay, so. Yeah, no, like I said earlier, mastery really isn't going to get devalued that much, you know, just because it's the 4-piece will definitely help bring it back up to bear, even if, you know, when we're done with our sims, it shows it being lower.
Right.
I mean, I can continue answering the rest of these questions.
Let's go through our finish what we got here, and then we can swing back through and see what pops up in the chat room.
Okay.
So our single target, is it much changed with that from pre-7.1.5?
Not really. Put dots up, keep Mind Blast on cooldown, keep pretty much everything on cooldown. The only thing changed, when you use Power Infusion, you want to use it at like 18 to 20 stacks, so anywhere around there would be a good idea.
So Mind Spike being gone, that just means it's just gone. You don't even have to worry about it. There's nothing else to fill in for that now.
Well, Shattercrash replaced that. Shattercrash moved up from the 90 tier to the 100, replacing Mind Spike, and then Misery replaced where Shattercrash was.
Gotcha. Okay.
So now you have to choose between Power Infusion, Misery, and Mindbend. And then for, you know, AoE, just more dots, get them up, especially when you have stacked targets. It's really easy to maintain multiple sets of dots. The travel time of Void Bolt is roughly 2 seconds to 3 seconds. I think it's like 4.5 if you're max range, but most of the time nobody's ever max range.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And cooldowns. Is there any cooldowns then, or has anything changed really?
Not really. Like I wrote in the notes, Shadow Crash on CD, pretty much, mm-hmm. whether you're in or out of Void form, just because it does a pretty beefy chunk of insanity. I mean, obviously you want to try and prioritize it when you're in Void form, but, you know, it is what it is.
All right. That looks to be like everything we had here. If you want to do a couple questions.
Yeah, I see some coming into to our Discord and then a couple in his chat room.
Was there some in ours too?
Yeah.
Oh, hey,
yeah.
Look
so
at that.
So on my, I don't know if you have my stream playing, but I actually have Twitch chat and then I have Discord chat up on it right now.
I don't, but Rob could pull them though. Out of there for you.
Okay. Well, I mean, I have three monitors, so I can see.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
I've got one.
So I'm gonna go over to our Discord here, and Drunken says, "What is your thoughts on TOF and MF?"
I don't know what that's. Mind Flay?
Guessing Mind Flay.
Well, Twist of Fate should be baseline, and they should give us another talent in the row because we don't have a choice there. But as far as Mind Flay, if you're talking about the loss of being able to sear an ally like the tank in order to, you know, just be on short-lived stuff. Yeah, I would like to have something like that back. Like, the slimes in Arcway are a pain to try and DPS, or, like, the little blobs that are in, what's Darkheart Thicket, that one. Like, I don't even try. I don't even bother. So I'd personally like to see a change that went back to that. Oh,
Fortress. So what does he mean by that?
So, I talked about that earlier when I said Twist of Fate and Fortress of the Mind.
Oh,
so,
okay, gotcha.
Twist of Fate's still ahead. Yeah. Unfortunately, like, Fortress of the Mind moved up just a little bit, but it's still not taking the number one spot. It's really close on single target, though, so...
And Marco says, with the latest hotfix changes, how would you scale Shadow Priest? With the 4 set bonus, shoulder legendary, and DPS and rage during Nighthold in comparison to other cast DPS classes.
That is honestly hard to say. I haven't really ran a comparison of Shadow Priest against, you know, the rest of the raid, you know, especially with these recent hotfixes. But, I mean, we're probably going to be bottom priority for tier just because Demon Hunters, Paladins, and Warlocks just get more out of it than we do. But, I mean, as far as stats, like I said earlier, go for Mastery after your 12k haste.
All the Sims right now are showing Shadow doing extremely well, so... like you said, if the tier doesn't really benefit them that much, then then I guess you're going to feed your other folks first, huh?
Well, yeah.
Or whatever, I mean, like, your loot system you're using.
Yeah, like if you have the bracers, right, there's a little bug or exploit right now that probably is going to get fixed, but it snapshots the buff because that gets reset on Void Bolt actually hitting the target and the cooldown of Void Bolt being activated. And the 4-piece pretty much lets you cast a lot of Void Bolts back to back to back without going on cooldown. So you say you have like 48% extra Void Bolt damage, you could spam that 3 times or 4 times if you have Lust, and they'll all hit for that damage.
All right, let's see. I've got one over here. You guys are going to have to forgive me if I miss any. I'm doing my best here. But what is this? Yakos in your stream says, with the nerf to the shoulders, would you say that they are still best in slot with wrists, or is the belt better now? And how is Pride as compared to the other necks in Nighthold?
Well, for shoulders, they're probably going to be behind on single target now, but they'll still most likely be ahead in a multi-target situation. But they'll definitely still be BIS with the wrists. As for Prydaz, the neck compared to other necks, honestly, I'm just going to try and find a good haste mastery neck and just go with it. And I mean, if I get Prydaz, I'm probably still not going to use it. If you have better legendaries, don't. So
yeah, that's like advice. That neck is awesome, but it's like just defensive.
Yeah, it's a legendary slot.
Yeah, so it's not really doing anything for your damage unless, you know, I don't recall the stats on off the top of my head, but all right. Poking through here, Reels and TV says, how do you value the non-stat stick trinkets? Since the changes, I feel as though swarming plague hive is significantly less attractive to run versus a UM or hell yeah, stat
it's
stick.
It's not earned. Yeah. So I think I linked it to you guys last time, the trinket sheet that I did.
Yeah.
So the way that I value that is I take the proc of whatever it is, and then I weigh it against the actual stat weight for the build of whatever you're running. So we have stat weights for Saint Lane, Auspicious Spirits, Shadowcrash, Surrender to Madness, and then I have two different dungeon stat weights. And essentially, I also have a DPS stat weight for each of these, which is just one divided by a normalized int in the stat weights before we give, you know, the nice little pretty things that are normalized to int numbers. But stat sticks have always been good, always been better than Plague Hive, just because Plague Hive struggles outside of single target, especially when you have, like, the blobs on Ilganoth that just die very quickly. And, you know, because Plague Hive is a dot, most times it just ticks off and the target dies.
Yeah, we have that trinket list linked in our resources channel still there, too. That's actually the reason we started that channel.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Rob, actually.
Oh, sorry.
Well, I was going to say, because this guy actually, the 1234 Fake Street, brings up a good point about the neck that not a lot of people consider. Even you yourself didn't sound like you were really, you know, oh, I got the neck. It's a, you know, defensive item. That's not necessarily a bad thing. Like, I'd like the helm, the one that gives me more VE healing. Like, I feel like an old school Shadow Priest because I actually can bring some decent raid heals, you know?
Right.
Oh, I don't, a lot of my perspective is from a tank. So when I think like, you know, like the Predaz, I don't look at that as bringing a ton of value to a damage class. But I mean, it absolutely, if you could stay alive, that's great. And if the stats are good, that's great too. But I just think that there's, in terms of legendaries, there's definitely several that are going to be way more of a priority than that neck.
All right. Are there any other questions that you see in there, Rob, that you want to? I don't have it open. I have limited bandwidth.
Let's see.
I'm telling them just so that, you know, they don't get upset that after the show, after we're done, I'll sit here and answer their questions.
I'm going to pull another one that I see here just because we're, you know, we're talking a lot about Nighthold, and with progression coming up, this is super relevant though. But what stats and spec will you be running for Nighthold progression?
Well, it's going to depend mainly on the boss. I'm still going to go with the haste at priority that I've said a few times now. You know, haste up to 12k, then mastery, crit, and then more haste. But I'll probably be running Legacy of the Void quite a bit with Power Infusion or Misery, just depending on the fight and, you know, what my rage strategy. But, I mean, the rest of the talents really don't change encounter to encounter.
All right. Is there any other important points about the changes that they did that you want to let us know, like that we didn't touch, you can think of?
I don't have any popping in my head right now.
All right. Rob, do you have any other questions?
No, not off the top of my head. I actually am really excited to get in and play around with some of these. And yep, super excited, especially with that Misery. That was kind of one of the things that, like, running dungeons, I felt very crippled trying to, you know, stuff melted really fast and you could get maybe one dot, but definitely not two. And so I'm kind of excited to check that out now.
Right on. I still will get my priest up there eventually, honest.
Just transfer yours over.
Nah, because I've already done three and it's $25 and then the exchange rate is off. Yeah, anyway. Tangent again. All right. Should we wrap this up then? Because this was just a short and sweet to complement episode 147, where we did more in detail about Shadow Priest. So yeah, I think we've just about got it covered then.
Yeah, so if you guys have any you know, didn't get a chance to check that out, everything's going to be at thetrainingdummies.com or, you know, on our stream or in our Discord. You can go back and check out 147 for the initial Shadow Priest episode where we talked at length about all this. And then this was just a kind of a wrap-up of 7.1.5. Just the changes and going into Nighthold. So,
oh, I guess that's me, hey? Oh, nope, there we go.
It seems fate has brought us together.
You have my gratitude.
We make a great team.
I'm sure glad you're around.
Well, if it ain't my favorite person.
You have your uses, don't you?
You have quite a talent there.
Together, our victory is assured.
Good enough.
Rob, you got shoutouts?
Definitely to DJ Riff for reaching out and making this happen, because I, you know, we see a lot of classes come and go and a lot of changes, and I wouldn't have thought that these changes were that dramatic to go and cover them again, but this sounds awesome. I'm actually even more hyped about the state of Shadow than I was before, so thank you so much, DJ Riff. Really appreciate it. Daryl, what about you?
DJ as well for reaching out and saying that all these changes really need to be discussed again. So I think this was a lot shorter than normal episode. Yeah, but I can't talk tonight. Jeez, good thing it's shorter than normal. I think it served a good purpose in updating what we had done previously. And big shout out to the raid team. We went in and we did normal Emerald Nightmare again, mainly just to try and get some more corrupted essences. So those things are like the bane of my existence. I'll be glad when I'm done. I'm still not done. So, but a big shout out to them. Pardon me?
You're talking about the thing to get to Scenarios?
No.
No, it's like part of the artifact quest line.
Need 30 of them, and I have the worst RNG luck. Like, it's horrible.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, out of all the bosses, I got 2 last night. 2. And Rob's been done for like 3 months, so it's ridiculous. Anyway. Big shout out to them. DJ, do you have any shout outs?
Well, obviously to everybody watching the stream. Right now we're at 122 viewers as I say this, and holy crap, I've never had that many viewers in my life. So
that's amazing.
Cool. Nice.
Right on, man.
Shout out to Not a Priest, to you guys at the Training Dummies for bringing me back on. I really appreciate it. And, that's pretty much it. Just everybody, don't lose your mind with all the changes that are coming. So, you know.
All right. Well, before we finish this one, DJ Riff, if people don't know where to reach you, if they happen to be on our stream or one of our sites or somewhere out in the internet, what's the best way to contact you if they have questions about this or anything else priest-related?
Well, I have my Twitch, which is twitch.tv/DJRiff. I have my Twitter, which is at DJRiff1428. And then I'm always around in the How to Priest Discord, except when I'm sleeping and I'm ignoring my phone. So, yeah.
All right. Well, that wraps up episode 152 of The Training Dummies. You can find this and past episodes of the show on iTunes, Stitcher, and thetrainingdummies.com. And remember, we're just jackasses with mics. So until next time.
It's advice you can trust.
Woo!
From people you shouldn't.
Woo!